Welcome back to Natural Remedy Secrets. We're from Authoritative Wellness, and our whole mission here is pretty simple. We want to empower you, you know, on your wellness journey. We do that by digging into the science behind natural health, really looking at the research and translating it into, well, practical stuff you can actually use.
Exactly. Actionable insights.
Right. And if you're a woman over 45, maybe exploring natural ways to handle your health changes, then honestly, you're in the perfect spot.
Absolutely.
Before we really jump in today, just a quick word about our partners. You know, here at Natural Remedy Secrets, trust is everything.
It really is.
And that goes for who we team up with, too. We only partner with brands that genuinely share our values, companies we actually believe in.
Ones we'd use ourselves.
Exactly. So today, we want to highlight Remy and Nada's Mediterranean Diet Recipes Bundle.
Oh, that's a great one.
It really is. If you're searching for, like, a delicious way to boost your health, one that you can actually stick with, this is it.
It's more than just recipes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Much more. It's a full guide. You get 75 fantastic Mediterranean recipes, a really detailed 14-day meal plan, plus all these kitchen tools designed for busy women.
Sounds super helpful.
Totally. Imagine having everything planned out, recipes, shopping lists, guides on herbs and spices, the whole package. It makes embracing this way of eating so much easier and, well, enjoyable.
And affordable, too, I think.
Yes. The special price is just $27.99 for everything. We've put the direct link right in the show notes for you, so definitely check that out.
Definitely worth looking into.
Okay, so today in Natural Remedy Secrets, we're diving deep. The topic is how menopausal women benefit from the Mediterranean diet.
It's a really important topic.
Absolutely. So if you're over 45, maybe you're in perimenopause, menopause itself, or postmenopause, and you're wondering about managing these changes naturally, this deep dive is definitely for you. Yeah, let's unpack this. So menopause, it's a natural transition, right? Usually hits in the late 40s, maybe early 50s, marks the end of menstrual cycles. And the big physiological shift is that the ovaries basically start producing less estrogen and progesterone. And what's really interesting is the kind of ripple effect from this hormonal change. We all know periods stop, become irregular first, but think about hot flashes too, those sudden surges of heat. Lower estrogen can also mean vaginal dryness. And here's a really key one many women maybe don't focus on as much. Bone density can decrease. That really ups the risk for osteoporosis. Plus, metabolism often slows down, which can, you know, unfortunately lead to some weight gain, often right around the middle.
It sounds like it's much more than just the physical side, though. I hear from so many women about the emotional ups and downs during this time, too.
Oh, absolutely. These physical shifts often bring along, well, emotional baggage, let's call it that. Fatigue is a really big one. It's frequently tied to the hormone changes themselves and also those night sweats that just wreck your sleep. Weight gain can definitely hit your self-image, and joint pain can suddenly become a thing. Emotionally, you might see mood swings, anxiety, even depression can surface. And some women describe this really frustrating brain fog, just feeling fuzzy. So if you connect all this, women in menopause often find themselves juggling a whole cocktail of symptoms, you know, the hot flashes, the sleep problems, vaginal discomfort. Mental well-being can take a hit, anxiety, maybe feeling down. Body image concerns can pop up. Relationships might even feel a bit strained sometimes because of the discomfort or mood changes. And underneath it all, there's often this growing worry about longer-term health, like osteoporosis and heart disease risks.
Wow, it really does sound like a juggling act. And those hormonal fluctuations, I know they're right at the heart of so much of it.
Precisely. Yeah, the sort of seesawing levels of estrogen and progesterone can really play havoc with your mood and energy. You might feel those emotional highs and lows. Maybe sadness creeps in, irritability flares up easier, or anxiety just bubbles under the surface. See, these hormones are key players in regulating neurotransmitters in the brain, those chemical messengers that control so much. When estrogen and progesterone dip, it can kind of throw that whole system off balance.
And why is fatigue such a common complaint then? Is it just the hormones?
Well, often it's a direct result of that disrupted sleep we mentioned. Night sweats and hot flashes can literally jolt you awake again and again. So you end up feeling completely drained, unmotivated the next day. It makes sense, right? So the common hormonal symptoms are all kind of interconnected. From the sudden hot flashes and those night sweats ruining sleep, to the rapid mood shifts, that persistent fatigue, and even changes in libido, it's all linked. And it's so important to remember the intensity and how long these things last can vary wildly between women. Some might sail through with fairly mild stuff. Others face really significant challenges. That's why just having an open chat with your doctor or healthcare provider is always, always a good idea.
Okay.
Honestly, simply understanding that these changes are a normal part of this life stage can be quite empowering. It helps you figure out better ways to cope.
So just knowing what's happening hormonally can actually help manage the symptoms. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah. When you start to recognize potential triggers, maybe it's certain foods for you, maybe it's stress, you can begin making informed adjustments. Lifestyle shifts, like adding regular exercise, moving towards a more balanced diet, practicing stress reduction techniques that can genuinely make a difference. And connecting with other women going through it, that can provide amazing emotional support and practical tips. And of course, exploring potential treatments, if needed, with healthcare professionals can offer significant relief for many.
That makes so much sense. It really sounds like our everyday choices hold a lot of power during menopause.
They absolutely do. Your lifestyle choices can either, ease the transition or, unfortunately, make it feel tougher. Think about exercise. Regular activity is vital for managing weight and dialing down stress, both huge factors here. Plus, exercise is just a fantastic mood booster, right? It can really pump up your energy levels, makes tackling the day easier. Conversely, things like smoking. Well, studies link it to more frequent, more intense hot flashes, and too much alcohol can mess with your sleep and potentially ramp up anxiety. Not ideal. Finding healthy ways to manage stress is also key. Maybe meditation, maybe gentle yoga. Stress often just adds fuel to menopausal symptoms.
And diet, of course, which is a big focus for us today and for our listeners.
A well-rounded diet packed with fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and those healthy fats gives your body the essential building blocks it needs during this time. And here's where it gets really interesting. Certain foods might offer specific relief. For example, foods rich in phytoestrogens, like soy, flax seeds, they've shown some promise in potentially reducing hot flashes for some women, not all, but some. And those dark leafy greens, omega-3s from salmon or walnuts, they can be incredibly helpful for mood regulation and tamping down inflammation. Staying hydrated is also non-negotiable. And some women find cutting back on caffeine and spicy foods helps keep hot flashes less frequent or intense. Overall, a nutrient-dense diet isn't just about managing symptoms now. It's really an investment in your long-term health and vitality. Even seemingly small tweaks, a bit more movement, focusing on nutrient-rich foods, trying to prioritize sleep, leaning on your support system, they can add up to really substantial improvements.
Okay, so with all of that context,
yeah,
it feels like the perfect moment to bring in the Mediterranean diet and see how it fits into this picture.
Exactly. Yeah. The Mediterranean diet really stands out as a nutritional powerhouse. It's all about embracing, an abundance of fruits and vegetables, making whole grains your staple, using healthy fats like olive oil, nuts, seeds pretty generously, choosing lean proteins like fish and poultry more often than red meat, enjoying some dairy in moderation, and importantly, adding tons of flavor with herbs and spices, not just salt.
It sounds so wholesome, actually like something you could stick with long term. Can you break down some of those key components a bit more?
Sure. So the Mediterranean diet really emphasizes eating a wide spectrum of colorful fruits and veggies every single day. That's fundamental. Whole grains, think whole grain bread, brown rice, quinoa, they form the foundation of many meals. Healthy fats, especially extra virgin olive oil, are used quite liberally, plus nuts and seeds for snacks or adding to dishes. Lean proteins, with a big emphasis on fish and poultry, are preferred over red meat, which is eaten less often, dairy like yogurt and cheese. Enjoyed, but usually in moderate amounts. And as I said, instead of lots of salt or processed seasonings, it really celebrates the flavor you get from fresh herbs and aromatic spices. What's fascinating is how these elements work together. It creates this really balanced, nutrient-dense way of eating.
How does it compare to other popular diets out there?
Well, it stands apart in a few ways. It's incredibly flexible. There's no rigid elimination of entire food groups, which, frankly, makes it more sustainable for most people. It actually champions healthy fats, which many diets restrict. Big difference there. And it heavily favors plant-based foods, so you naturally boost your fiber and lower saturated fat intake. Plus, there's often this cultural aspect of sharing meals, which emphasizes moderation and enjoyment rather than strict rules and deprivation.
And what are some of the broader health perks we see with this way of eating generally?
Oh, the list is pretty impressive. Improved heart health is a major one. There's tons of robust research linking it to lower risk of heart disease, better cholesterol levels. It's also a great approach for weight management because it emphasizes whole, unprocessed foods and helps with portion awareness naturally. The high antioxidant content helps to dampen inflammation throughout the body. Interestingly, some studies even point towards potential benefits for cognitive health, maybe lowering the risk of age-related cognitive decline. And honestly, many people just report feeling better overall mood, energy, well-being.
Those benefits sound especially relevant for women going through menopause.
Yeah.
Let's zoom in on some specific components and how they might address those unique changes. Maybe start with those healthy fats you mentioned.
Absolutely. Extra virgin olive oil, it's really a cornerstone. It's packed with monounsaturated fats. These fats help lower the bad LDL cholesterol, which in turn reduces heart disease risk. That's huge postmenopause. But the good fats don't stop there. Other great sources like nuts, seeds, and fatty fish, think salmon, mackerel, they're loaded with omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are vital for brain function. They help reduce inflammation body-wide, can lower triglycerides, and they've even been linked to improvements in mood and memory. Really important stuff during this phase. It's just crucial to remember these are different from saturated fats, the kind in butter, fatty meats, lots of processed stuff, which can have negative impacts. In fact, there was this landmark study, you might have heard of it, in the New England Journal of Medicine. It showed that people following a Mediterranean diet rich in healthy fats had significantly fewer heart attacks and strokes compared to those on a standard low-fat diet. Pretty compelling evidence.
It really is compelling. Okay, what about whole grains and legumes? Fiber is something we hear so much about for overall health.
Exactly, and for good reason. Whole grains like brown rice, quinoa, oats, whole wheat bread, they are nutritional powerhouses. They're loaded with fiber, essential vitamins, minerals. They play a key role in keeping blood sugar levels stable, which helps with energy and cravings. And they help you feel fuller for longer, which is obviously valuable for managing weight.
Yep.
Legumes, so beans, lentils, chickpeas, they're fantastic sources of both protein and fiber. Naturally low in fat, great meat alternative sometimes. So incorporating both is just a winning strategy for good digestion and heart health.
How easy is it to get more of those in?
Oh, pretty easy. Think about a vibrant quinoa salad tossed with the chickpeas and lots of colorful veggies, or a comforting lentil soup served with some crusty whole grain bread. Simple swaps make a big difference. You know, the dietary guidelines for Americans actually recommend whole grains specifically for lowering heart disease risk and helping with weight management. And there was another study, I think, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition linking higher whole grain consumption to a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So solid science there too.
And of course, we absolutely cannot forget the stars of the show, fruits and vegetables. The Mediterranean diet really seems to put them center stage.
Absolutely. They are truly the heart and soul of this way of eating. They're just bursting with vitamins, minerals, and those potent antioxidants that help protect your body from illness. Eating a wide variety, a rainbow of colors, ensures you get a broad range of essential nutrients. And what's wonderful is that most are naturally low in calories but high in fiber. That makes them fantastic for weight management. They also play a really significant role in reducing your risk of chronic diseases, heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers.
So the advice is often to fill half your plate with them.
That's a great visual guide, yeah. Aiming to fill half your plate with fruits and veggies at meals is a fantastic goal, and the possibilities are endless. Toss them in smoothies, make big salads the main event, just munch on them as snacks. You know, the CDC emphasizes that increasing your fruit and vegetable intake leads to better overall health and lower risk of serious diseases. And the World Health Organization even estimated that millions of deaths globally could potentially be prevented each year if people ate more fruits and vegetables. Those numbers really hit home, don't they?
They really do. Wow. Okay, so we've explored the incredible health benefits of the individual food components, but it seems like there's more to the Mediterranean lifestyle than just the food itself, right? You mentioned social and cultural aspects. How are those relevant during menopause?
You're absolutely right. It's not just what you eat, but often how you eat it too. The Mediterranean lifestyle really embraces social connection. Sharing meals with family and friends is a central part. It fosters this strong sense of community, of belonging. These gatherings often involve multiple courses, maybe linger longer, which naturally encourages relaxed conversation and meaningful interaction.
That sounds lovely, and probably quite different from grabbing a quick bite alone.
Exactly. And regularly dining together can really strengthen bonds. It provides this much-needed pause from the daily grind, allowing for genuine reconnection. This can be especially important for women navigating those emotional and social shifts that sometimes come with menopause. These shared meals create a supportive space.
Where you can talk about things.
Potentially, yeah. Where experiences can be shared openly, maybe encouragement given freely. Plus, Mediterranean cultures often really value hospitality. Sharing food is seen as an expression of friendship. This not only deepens existing relationships, but can also help build new connections. It cultivates that sense of belonging, which has such a positive impact on well-being.
That feeling of connection must be so vital, especially during a time of big life transition like menopause.
It truly is. Communal eating has this tangible, positive influence on mental health. When people gather around a table, it fosters a supportive atmosphere. It can really help reduce feelings of loneliness or depression challenges that can sometimes surface more during menopause. Plus, shared meals often naturally gravitate towards healthier food choices anyway, those Mediterranean staples we've been talking about. And the act of eating together can promote mindfulness too. You slow down, you savor the flavors, the textures. That enhances satisfaction and enjoyment and can actually contribute to lower stress and anxiety levels.
How can someone bring more of that into their life if it's not already a habit?
Oh, lots of ways. Host informal dinner parties, maybe join a local cooking class focused on Mediterranean food, organize potlucks with friends, or even just participate in community events that revolve around food. Anything that helps weave those social threads into your eating habits can enrich the experience.
That's a really beautiful, holistic view. Let's shift back a bit to the nuts and bolts, the specific nutritional needs women have during menopause, and how the Mediterranean diet stacks up.
Right, this is crucial. Menopause brings significant physiological changes, so focusing on key nutrients becomes extra important. Calcium, vital for bone strength, especially with that increased osteoporosis risk from declining estrogen. Vitamin D, essential for helping your body actually absorb the calcium. Plus, it supports immune function and might even impact mood positively. Magnesium, involved in muscle function, energy production, and it can help ease anxiety and improve sleep quality for some. Omega-3 fatty acids, we've mentioned them, known for anti-inflammatory properties, may help reduce mood swings. B vitamins like B6 and B12, important for energy levels and cognitive function, fighting that brain fog. And fiber key for digestive health, feeling full, and aiding weight management.
It sounds like they all work together in a way.
They really do. There's a synergy, like calcium and vitamin D working hand in hand for bone health. Research from the National Osteoporosis Foundation really highlights the significant bone density loss that can happen after menopause, underscoring why these two are so critical. Magnesium's link to mood and sleep is interesting. Omega-3's potential role in hot flashes and mood stabilization. B vitamins helping combat fatigue and support brain function. Fiber for digestion and weight. It's all connected.
And where can women easily find these within the Mediterranean diet framework?
Well, the good news is the Mediterranean diet is naturally rich in sources for all of these. For calcium, dairy like yogurt, cheese, but also leafy greens like kale, bok choy, and fortified plant milks if you use those. Vitamin D, fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, also egg yolks, and fortified foods like some orange juices or cereals. Sunshine helps too, safely, of course. Magnesium, abundant nuts, seeds, whole grains, beans, leafy greens, lots of overlap there. Omega-3s, fatty fish again, plus flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, B vitamins, whole grains, eggs, some meats, legumes, dark leafy greens, and fiber. Berries, apples, tons of different vegetables, whole grains, legumes. You see the pattern, lots of whole plant-based foods.
You mentioned calcium and vitamin D being particularly critical for bones. Can you emphasize that again?
Yes, absolutely. It's worth repeating. The decline in estrogen during menopause makes maintaining bone strength paramount. Calcium provides the literal building blocks for bones, but vitamin D is the key that unlocks the door, allowing your body to effectively absorb and use that calcium. Getting enough of both is crucial for helping prevent osteoporosis and reducing fracture risk later on. The National Osteoporosis Foundation stats on fracture risk for women over 50 are pretty sobering, really highlighting the need for proactive care.
So variety in the diet is key.
Variety is definitely key. Incorporating diverse food sources helps ensure you're covering your bases. Consider fortified options if needed, get some safe sun exposure for vitamin D, and always, always a good idea to chat with your healthcare provider about your individual needs, maybe supplements if diet isn't enough.
Okay, and what about the common concern around managing weight and metabolism during menopause? How does the diet help there?
Yeah, that's a very common concern. Menopause often does bring a metabolic slowdown, again, thanks to changing hormones. This can contribute to weight gain, often specifically around the abdomen. Age, lifestyle, activity levels all play a part too. And let's not forget stress. Stress can trigger unhealthy cravings and contribute to weight gain as well.
So how does the Mediterranean approach tackle this?
It offers a really supportive framework. It's naturally rich in low-calorie but high-fiber fruits and veggies, which help you feel full without overloading on calories. The emphasis on healthy fats actually promotes satiety, that feeling of fullness, which can help curb overeating. Lean proteins are crucial for maintaining muscle mass, and muscle burns more calories than fat, so that helps metabolism. Whole grains help regulate blood sugar, preventing those energy crashes that often lead to reaching for sugary snacks. And even that social aspect we talked about, eating more mindfully, perhaps slower, can help prevent mindless overeating.
It really does sound like it covers so many bases for women during this phase. Let's dig a bit deeper into the science now. What does the research actually show about the Mediterranean diet and specific menopausal symptoms?
Yeah, the research is quite encouraging. As we touched on, there was that study in the journal Menopause that found women adhering more closely to a Mediterranean diet reported fewer or less intense symptoms, like hot flashes and mood swings. The thinking is it's likely due to the combination and the synergy of all those essential nutrients and powerful antioxidants you get from the whole foods. Researchers saw a clear improvement in both emotional and physical well-being for those women.
And what about hormones and mood specifically?
Well, what's particularly interesting is the potential influence there. The diet includes foods rich in phytoestrogens, plant compounds in soy, flax seeds, legumes. These can sort of gently mimic estrogen's effects, potentially helping to modulate those fluctuating levels a bit. It's not like HRT, but it might offer some balance. And then the omega-3s from fish and nuts. Numerous studies, including ones in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, link them to reduced feelings of depression and anxiety. And beyond symptoms, remember the diet consistently links to lower risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certain cancers, major long-term health concerns for postmenopausal women. Studies in places like the Journal of Cardiovascular Nursing and NEJM back this up strongly.
It's so good to hear the science aligns with the approach. You also mentioned anti-inflammatory properties earlier. How exactly does that relate to menopause?
This is a really important connection. So the Mediterranean diet is naturally packed with compounds that fight inflammation. Think about extra virgin olive oil again. It contains oleocanthal, this natural compound that acts a bit like ibuprofen in its anti-inflammatory effect. Pretty cool, right?
Wow, yeah.
Then you have all those colorful fruits and veggies, loaded with vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals that combat oxidative stress, a key driver of inflammation. And the fatty fish with those potent omega-3s, also powerful anti-inflammatories. Even the fiber from whole grains, nuts, legumes helps by promoting a healthy gut microbiome, which plays a massive role in regulating inflammation body-wide.
Okay, so the diet fights inflammation. How does inflammation link to menopause symptoms?
Well, many common symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, can actually be worsened by inflammation. And inflammation can increase during this hormonal transition. The decline in estrogen seems to lead to a rise in certain inflammatory markers. This increased inflammation can also contribute to other issues, like joint pain, which is a super common complaint during menopause. So, by adopting an anti-inflammatory eating pattern like the Mediterranean diet, women might find real relief from some of these challenging symptoms.
So eating these foods could genuinely make a noticeable difference in how women feel day to day during menopause.
Absolutely. By reducing that underlying inflammation, these foods can help alleviate frustrating symptoms. It could lead to more stable moods, less fatigue, maybe better sleep quality, and the benefits go beyond just symptom relief. An anti-inflammatory diet is also fantastic for heart health, so important post-menopause. Foods like fatty fish, nuts, olive oil, whole grains help lower bad cholesterol, improve blood pressure. Plus, managing weight, which an anti-inflammatory approach supports, can also lessen the burden of some menopausal symptoms. It's all interconnected.
And it sounds like this way of eating can also have a really positive impact on mental health and overall well-being during this sometimes challenging time.
Yes, quite remarkable, actually. The Mediterranean diet is just brimming with nutrients vital for brain health. All those antioxidants, vitamins, minerals from whole foods, plus the omega-3s from fish, they support cognitive function, may even help grow new brain cells. The focus on foods with lower glycemic impact, high fiber that helps keep blood sugar stable. Stable blood sugar means better mental clarity, less brain fog. There was a study, I think, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showing better cognitive abilities in people who consistently followed a Mediterranean-style diet.
And the link to anxiety and depression.
Yeah, that's strong too. It could be the nutrient density stabilizing mood, the anti-inflammatory effects of omega-3s helping calm the system, or maybe the B vitamins in fruits and veggies aiding production of neurotransmitters, those brain chemicals that regulate mood. Another study, this one in the Journal of Nutrition, Health and Aging, found a link between the diet and fewer depressive symptoms in older adults. So practical things like getting enough omega-3s, eating that rainbow of fruits and veggies, choosing whole grains, staying hydrated, cutting back on processed junk. These can be powerful tools for bolstering mental resilience during menopause. As Dr. David Ludwig, a nutrition expert, pointed out, what you eat profoundly impacts your mood and mental health, just like it affects your physical health.
This has been incredibly insightful, honestly. For our listeners who are feeling inspired now, ready to embrace this, what are some practical, actionable tips for just getting started? Like simple first steps.
Yeah, getting started doesn't need to be this huge, overwhelming thing. Start small, make it manageable. Focus on just incorporating more fruits and vegetables. Aim for that half plate goal when you can. Choose whole grain options instead of refined ones, brown rice over white, whole wheat bread over white, small swaps. Make extra virgin olive oil your main cooking fat. Use it for dressings too. Try to cut back, even just a little, on processed foods. Aim to eat fish maybe twice a week if you can. Enjoy dairy like yogurt and cheese in moderation, maybe opt for lower fat sometimes, and keep that water bottle handy. Stay hydrated.
So it's about gradual changes, not a total overnight revolution.
Exactly. Small incremental changes are way more sustainable and they really add up over time. Research consistently shows the benefits of things like increased fiber, those healthy fats for heart health. It works. And meal planning can be a huge help too, seriously. Well, it saves time during dizzy wints, reduces that what's for dinner stress, encourages variety so you don't get bored, helps you avoid impulse buys or unhealthy takeout, and makes things like batch cooking much easier. Studies actually show a strong link between planning meals and eating healthier overall. Take a little time, maybe on Sunday, plan out a few meals, chop some veggies ahead. It sets you up for success.
That sounds like a really smart strategy. Are there any common misconceptions about the Mediterranean diet we should maybe clear up?
Yes, good point. There are a few myths that hang around. Some people think it's just about drowning everything in olive oil, but while oil is key, it's about the whole pattern, the variety of whole foods. Others think it's really restrictive, but actually, it's one of the most flexible approaches out there. No food groups are totally banned. There's also the misconception that all fats are bad. Nope. The healthy monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats in this diet are incredibly beneficial, and some think you can't eat meat. Not true. Poultry and fish are encouraged. Red meat is just eaten less often in smaller amounts. Finally, it's not just for people living by the Mediterranean Sea. It's a healthy pattern, adaptable anywhere. The focus is wholesome foods, enjoying delicious meals without feeling deprived.
Okay, that clears things up. Do you have maybe two or three super easy recipe ideas listeners could try just to get a taste?
Oh, sure. How about a quick Mediterranean chickpea salad? Just combine canned chickpeas, rinsed, chopped cucumber, tomatoes, maybe some red onion, fresh parsley. Drizzle with olive oil and lemon juice. Done. Super fresh.
Nice and easy.
Or quinoa tabbouleh. Use cooked quinoa instead of bulgur wheat if you like. Mix with loads of finely chopped parsley, mint, diced tomato, cucumber, olive oil, lemon juice. Great side or light lunch. For a snack or light meal, a simple pita and hummus plate. Whole grain pita, good quality hummus, some crunchy veggie sticks like carrots and bell peppers, always a winner. Or even a Greek yogurt parfait for breakfast or snack. Plain Greek yogurt, layer it with berries, maybe some nuts or sprinkle of granola. Easy, nutritious, delicious, all quick, fresh flavors.
Those sound great. And what about adapting favorite recipes people already make?
Good question. Simple swaps work wonders. Replace heavy creams or cheeses with Greek yogurt or maybe feta or parmesan in moderation. Use olive oil instead of butter for sautéing or even sometimes in baking. Just consciously increase the amount and variety of vegetables in things like stews, sauces, casseroles. Choose whole grain pasta or breadcrumbs instead of white. Opt for chicken or fish more often than beef or pork in recipes. And really lean into herbs and spices for flavor instead of relying just on salt. Basil, oregano, rosemary, garlic, lemon, they add so much.
And meal prepping strategies. You mentioned planning.
Yeah, meal prepping builds on planning. Batch cooking is great. Make a big pot of lentil soup or roast a bunch of veggies on the weekend to use during the week. Pre-chopping vegetables saves tons of time on weeknights. You can even make components or full meals for the freezer. Label everything clearly.
Okay, last big question here. How do you make this a truly sustainable lifestyle change, not just another temporary diet?
Sustainability is absolutely key. Focus on gradual integration. Keep adding more fruits and veggies. Keep swapping refined grains for whole ones. Make olive oil your go-to fat. Plan maybe a 2-3 Mediterranean-inspired meals each week to start. Really prioritize enjoying meals with others when you can embrace that social aspect. And crucially, pair the diet changes with other healthy habits. Aim for regular physical activity. That 150 minutes a week is a good target. Prioritize sleep. 7-9 hours is the goal for most adults. Practice mindful eating, savoring your food, find healthy ways to manage stress.
What about staying motivated?
Set realistic goals. Don't try to change everything overnight. Build a support system, friends, family, maybe an online group. Consider a cooking class if that excites you. Maybe keep a food journal for a bit just to see patterns. Celebrate your small wins. And honestly, be kind to yourself. It's a journey, not a race. Some days will be better than others. That's okay.
This has been so incredibly helpful. We've explored so many compelling reasons today why the Mediterranean diet is such a potentially powerful tool for women navigating menopause, and you've given us fantastic starting points. Now, if you are feeling inspired and ready for a practical roadmap, Rimin and Nana's Mediterranean Diet Recipes Bundle really is an incredible resource. Just imagine having 75 delicious recipes right there, a complete 14-day meal plan all laid out. Those handy printable shopping lists, kitchen cheat sheets, basically everything you need to seamlessly integrate this vibrant, health-boosting way of eating. And with that fantastic 5-star rating from women already seeing benefits, you know it's a valuable tool. Don't wait to invest in your well-being. You can get this comprehensive bundle right now for that special price of $37.99. Just click the link in our show notes to start your delicious and health-enhancing Mediterranean journey today. And looking ahead, in our next deep dive, we'll be exploring creative and effective strategies to boost your daily water intake. Staying properly hydrated is just so essential for overall health, and we'll uncover some innovative, maybe even enjoyable ways to make sure you're hitting those hydration goals every day. Thank you so much for joining us today on Natural Remedy Secrets, brought to you by Authoritative Wellness. We are truly honored to be part of your journey towards natural well-being. Remember, your health really is your most valuable asset. And by taking the time to learn, to explore, and to make intentional choices, like listening today, you're already on the path to living your healthiest, most vibrant life naturally. If you found today's deep dive helpful, we really hope you'll tune in to our next exploration. We'll have more empowering insights, practical tips, and natural health guidance designed specifically for you. And be sure to check out the show notes. All the resources and links we mentioned today will be there. Until our next conversation, stay curious, stay committed to your well-being, and keep making those vibrant, healthy choices you absolutely deserve. Take care, and we look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.